We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by Chafe and Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. We'll be joined by John Clayton in moments. I'm not sure if John is aware of the Cale Berger-Dan Marino relationship, but if he's not, he's going to find out about it in just a few minutes.
I was going to say, we're going to make him very aware of it. I'm very sad that the Tigers are down a half a run to nothing right now in this game.
Did you bet Detroit?
I did.
So did I. So you might as well budget
for
a loss.
Rip that one, yeah. I was going to say, it's going to be ramen noodles in the Mueller house tonight.
I've never had ramen noodles before.
I've had the real deal, like the stuff that comes in the packet that, you know,
I've
the
never
college
had that.
Kid staple.
I've never
had that either.
Ones?
I've had the real deal. No, ramen noodles here, it's cheap food. It's like a big thing in a lot of Asian countries, and I've had like the better kind, and it tastes awesome. Like, it's absolutely like a really good thing that you would enjoy, I guarantee it, if you ate it. But I don't ever want to, like, if now that I've had that, why would I want to mess with the prepackaged stuff that's basically just salt?
Mm-hmm. Well, some people have a salt addiction. Some people have love extreme salt. And you know what I'm that way with? Yeah, people love super
salt. Wait, are you just making this up?
What do you mean?
Like, I understand that there are people who like really, really spicy foods to the point of it being an addiction. I have never heard of people like salty, like extreme salty foods
to
the point of addiction.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I do that with, and I had somebody call me out for it once, because it was an expensive version of it, and I was using too much of it. I get that way with soy sauce. I drown fried rice and things like that in soy sauce.
Would you say you put so much on it that like the fried rice or whatever it is really just a soy sauce delivery vehicle?
Yeah, like we had sushi last night, and so I don't know if you do this, but I put the entire scoop of wasabi into the soy sauce and mix it together. And it's no longer clumpy. It's just the soy sauce now is wasabi
more of like
soy
a cloudy, sauce. A cloudy, off-green, extremely spicy sauce. I do that, but not to the extent that you do. And I like to, when I have sushi.
When do you eat the
three
ginger?
Different kinds of rolls. I eat it between, if I'm going to take a bite of a different roll, I always cleanse it between bites of different.
That's
you know,
the point
the different
of
kinds.
It, I believe. Right? It's not there to.
Yeah.
For decorative purposes.
I think Alex puts ginger petals on top of the roll sometimes. And eats
I
it like
have
that.
Never seen that before. You have kale? You do that?
I do it once or twice.
Okay.
No, but I use the ginger for what I always assume it's intended for, which is a palate cleanser.
Our NFL insider, John Clayton, is back with us on The Fan. John, are you a sushi guy?
No, I'm not.
If you
never growing up in Braddock, I mean, it wasn't like we had a lot of sushi. So I am not a sushi fan. No,
your sushi was someone would pull like a catfish out of the mon, right?
Throw it into the Kerry furnace and then it's not sushi anymore. It's cooked fish.
A carp gets pulled out of the Allegheny. But do you like Chinese food, John?
Because of stomach conditions and everything else, I've stayed away from it. So I haven't had Chinese food in a long time, but I loved it and still could like it. But again, try to go a different direction.
Are you more soy sauce or duck sauce?
Hey, by the way, you have an iPhone, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm having – that's why I'm a little bit late because all of a sudden, just in the last, like, 10, 15 minutes, I can barely hear on the iPhone. Is there something to do?
What iPhone do you have? Do you know what number?
What's that?
What iPhone do you have?
iPhone 6 Plus.
Ooh, vintage. That was the most recent one that I had before I upgraded. I don't know why – it would be doing that to you, John.
John, some of these iPhones scam you when you got older models to force you to buy a new one.
Yeah, I don't know. It just happened. So, and because I just did a radio hit in San Diego, and that went well, but just like, what the heck happened? I can't hear.
Well, I'm happy.
Well, I'm gonna ask my questions. I was gonna say I'm gonna ask all of my questions at an awkwardly loud volume then to make sure that we get our point across here.
No, I'm fine right now because I'm on my home phone.
Okay.
So I can hear.
All right. What is the latest buzz you're hearing as it pertains to the draft and the Steelers pick, John? What's the latest on that?
I still get the feeling that they're not going to take a running back with the second pick or with their first pick. You know, even though a lot of people have Najee Harris going there, because they can get a running back in the second or third round. I think that still could work. So I would lean to think that, you know, there still could be an edge rusher. Or definitely could be a tackle because, you know, tackle is – the offensive line is now being almost totally rebuilt. And there's still going to be, you know, six or seven possible first-round tackles. So at 24, I still think they can get a tackle.
John, are you leaning more towards, based on what you're hearing, the Steelers going offense or defense then? Because in addition to edge rusher and tackle, I've seen a couple mocks now have them taking a cornerback in the first round.
Yeah, but by that time, I mean, you've got three, maybe four cornerbacks. I mean, Greg Newsom being the fourth. You know, the top three are real good. Certainly, you know, Caleb Farley has had some injury concerns because he had the back problem, and so he's going to drop a little bit. But, no, I have to think that, you know, tackle's still got to be a big priority, particularly, I don't know what the deal is with Alejandro Villanueva. I know that he was going to be down in Baltimore Wednesday.
Now, what's that all about, John? Give us the skinny on that. Why do you think Villanueva's going down there? They already got Ronnie Stanley and Orlando Brown.
Well, I think they're going to – Orlando Brown wants to play left tackle.
Well, let's have him play it here. We need a left tackle. Can we make that trade?
Yeah, Baltimore's going to make a trade with the Steelers and give them Orlando Brown.
They did last year. We got Wormley.
Yeah, but that's Chris Wormley. It's not Orlando Brown.
They sent us a lemon, John. They sent us a Trojan horse.
Yeah.
Chris Wormley.
Yeah, but Orlando Brown is going to get big pay at some point in the next year or so. And so that's why I think he's going to get traded during the draft.
Okay.
John, in terms of where you think the Steelers would get the biggest bang for their buck in the first round with that pick, what position do you feel like offers them like the highest possible, I guess I'll call it return on investment overall?
Well, I mean, on the return on investment, I think that you know, tackle still looks good. You know, the edge rushers, really, there's not one great one this year, but that's going to be a value because you've got maybe four that'll go in the first round and, you know, one that could slip to them. That's why I think that the edge rusher, the linebacker, you know, it wouldn't be the Notre Dame linebacker because he's only 216 pounds. He's going to fit more in a 4-3, and that's why I think he could end up going to Cleveland. Because, you know, with Cleveland adding Jadeveon Clowney, they don't need an edge rusher. So I still think that's a possibility. But in the end, I think what you're looking at is that, you know, edge rusher or tackle is going to be the best value at 24.
John Clayton with us here on The Fan. John, we had Brian Baldinger on yesterday, and he said he thinks Landon Dickerson is the best offensive lineman in this draft. He's the center from Alabama, but he screwed his knee up in the college football playoff. So he's a hard prospect to project because of the medical on him. You hearing anything on Landon Dickerson and if that's scaring off teams maybe like the Steelers?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, because I don't have him going in the first round and haven't had anybody say that he was going to go in the first round. I mean, Penny Sewell is the best by far as the offensive lineman. That's why he's either going to go to Atlanta at 4 or Cincinnati at 5.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think that, you know, Dickerson – with that knee injury, probably is now toward the top of the second round or maybe the middle of the second round.
John, do you think there's any chance the Steelers in one of the early rounds, not the first round maybe, but maybe in the second or third, go off the board from what people think and like get a wide receiver, or just a position basically that we haven't heard them connected to with one of those three first picks they have in the draft?
Yeah, it's a deep receiver draft, and so you can get a good receiver in the third or fourth round. In fact, I think what is it? You got 17 wide receivers that are in the top 100, and usually when you have that many, not all of them are going to go in the top 100, and so that could drop one into the fourth round and be a consideration.
We're talking to John Clayton here on the Fan. Nothing that gives you the sense that the Steelers are going to take a second tier quarterback in the middle rounds, John?
They want to win now.
Yeah.
I mean, you worry about the quarterback position later. I mean, they got Ben Roethlisberger. You know, they do have a young quarterback in Dwayne Haskins. You know, they still have two other quarterbacks. So I think that would be almost useless to do something like that. Because, again, this quarterback that they would take, like in the fourth, fifth, sixth round, is he going to be able to start at some point? And the answer is no.
No, probably not.
John, when you say they want to win now, we obviously know that to be the case. That still makes me nervous, I guess, for this reason. I would think it's tough even for people that are in these, you know, general manager positions or head coach, Tomlin and Colbert, to look at maybe a tackle who might not start in week one but might start in week six and feel like that's the kind of player that's going to give them the instant impact that helps them win now. Do you know what I mean? Like, it might not be the right move, but it's easier to see a result from a running back coming in as a rookie first round type of pick than it is some other positions.
Well, when you lose a center with retirement and the entire left side of your line, you've got to try to rebuild it.
Yep.
That's why I think it's going to be a priority. And if a guy isn't going to be ready to start in week one, and again, he might be ready to start in week one, what's the chance that, you're going to pass on somebody like that? Because again, you need help for the future and help for the present, and maybe that tackle, whoever it can be, is going to be able to come in there and do that.
Do you think if the Steelers really wanted Villanueva back, John, they would let him go down to Baltimore? Like, what's your take on just letting him go entertain an offer from the Ravens from the Steelers' perspective?
Yeah, I don't know what number they are, but what I gather is that they're in a position where it's like, okay, they're trying to get him, but, you know, he's 32 years old and, you know, doesn't necessarily need football. And so it's like, if the number's too low for him, he just may say, nah, I'm not going to do it, and he could retire. Because, again, he's like, he's got the big contract from the last deal. He's 32. He's, you know, pretty intelligent. He's a different type of guy with his army, military experience and everything else. But they have no choice. I mean, he's a free agent, and if he wants to go down and get an offer, he can go down and get the offer. But the question is going to be, is the offer going to be good enough to keep him in the game?
John, correct me if I'm wrong or you think I'm misspeaking here. The idea of Villanueva going to the Ravens, I look at it as a Steelers fan, like it's subtraction by addition for Baltimore. They want to run the football, and if there's one thing I thought we pretty conclusively saw proven this past year about Villanueva, it's that he can't really run block anymore.
Yeah, that's going to be a concern. And so, but again, you know, the subtraction of the offensive line has to be one of the big issues for the Steelers this year. Because, you know, are you replacing three or maybe four guys on the offensive line? That's tough to do. We tried to watch the Jets do it last year, and that turned into a disaster. So they're better with him as opposed to without him. But again, if he doesn't like the offers, then they're going to be without him.
John, do you think that Josh Dobbs coming back means that the Steelers don't really see Haskins as a real Ben Roethlisberger successor?
No, most camps have four quarterbacks.
Okay.
So now they've got four quarterbacks, and you have open competition. I mean, first off, what could they judge on Haskins? Because they haven't seen him.
Right.
I mean, he's not there. They've not watched him practice. They've not watched him in the building. I mean,
and now he can't come in for the optional stuff, right? Because they sent out a memo that said we're not showing up. So he can't come here now, right?
Well, he can come if he wants.
But then he's going to break rank. But he's going to get ostracized by his brethren, isn't he, if he does that?
But again, judgment on Haskins by the team, you can't do it because you haven't seen him.
Yep.
And so he might get ostracized by the team by showing up. But if he hasn't shown up, I think they've got maybe, 14 to 16 guys that did show up. I don't know who they are. But still, you know, until you get to see him on the field and see what he can do, you can't make any judgments. And plus,
John,
the one thing is, the Mike Tomlin, his agent is Haskins' agent.
Yep, I've said that. Very good point.
John, we know that they're obviously not, you know, if the Steelers were higher on Mason Rudolph, I think they would have not been so seemingly desperate or inclined to bring Ben Roethlisberger back even for this year. If they thought they had something, then they could just do a smooth transition. Do you think even, like, say Haskins comes in and just blows the Steelers away with his work ethic, looks like a completely changed man and like a total professional, Do you think he could rise right up the depth chart and actually challenge for this backup job this season, given his pedigree versus anybody else in that quarterback room behind Roethlisberger?
Oh, no question about it, because if he can come in here and do good things, not only could be the backup, but if he does some real good things, he can maybe look to challenge for the starting job for the future. You know, Ben is on a one-year contract. I'm sure he'll probably get another one-year contract next year, but that possibility is that the Haskins can do well. Maybe he can be the quarterback of the future.
John, what do you make of the Steelers' decision now, just to give you the full context? The last time they extended Tomlin after they failed to win a playoff game, they only did a one-year extension with an option. This time they did a full three-year extension after losing to Cleveland, and it's the longest contract extension they've given him since the first contract extension he got after he won his Super Bowl. So what do you make of the longer-term commitment to Mike Tomlin right now?
It just makes sense. I mean, I think that you now have this whole group of players right now and have him ready if there's going to be a transition, if the team starts to go down a little bit, maybe even after Ben. So I think that it's a matter of, it's like, okay, now the bridge is there if Ben's not going to be there in a couple years. And so instead of having, you know, the coach go in a year, instead of having Ben Roethlisberger go in a year or two, I mean, you just now have everything together, and it's just so typical Steelers, because the Steelers have always been the organization that has had the fewest coaching changes. And you look at Tomlin, he's never had a losing season. He's been to eight playoffs. He's a winning coach. And so I think it makes sense because, you know, at some point, and we may be getting closer to that point, there's going to be a rebuilding process. And if that's going to be the case, he's going to be there in charge of the rebuilding process.
You think Colbert will be here for it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, again, he's going to be year to year because that's the way he likes it. But what you wonder about Kevin is that when Ben goes, will he go too? That is a possibility.
Do you think Mike Tomlin would try to seek more control, direct control of personnel if that were to happen, John?
I don't think so. No, I don't think that's his game. His game is coaching, motivating, trying to get the team ready, trying to get the coaching staff ready. I don't think that his involvement in personnel is something that he cares about as much.
John Clayton, hopefully, if you know anything about iPhones and the volume going on iPhone 6, tweet John at John Clayton NFL and help him out with this issue. So the phone, you can't hear on it, John.
I can barely hear, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's like all of a sudden, boom, the volume just went down to a point where it's very hard to even hear mumblings.
Okay.
Tim Cook of Apple, if you're listening to this show right now, quit messing with the man's phone. My God.
There you go.
I've got two more radio hits to do today, too, and it's like, I don't know how I'm going to do them.
Boy.
Well, let's hope the PM team listener base can come out in force for your phone.
John, come out of the woodwork for their favorites, and you're definitely one of them. They love it when you put us in our place on Roethlisberger, so they might help you out with this one.
iPhone 6 Plus.
There you go. John Clayton. Thank you, John.
Okay, thanks.
Somebody get that guy a warm cup of tea, too. My goodness.
He sounds like he's battling and playing hurt.
Right?
Right.
Right, Kale, we got to get that guy a lozenger. Or is it lozenge?
Lozenge.
There's no R.
Where did
at the
you
end of
come
it?
Up with lozenger?
I think
like,
that's
were
how
you
my
thinking
mom
of Slozenger? Slozenger, the golf ball?
I think my mom used to say, you want a lozenger?
By the way, what was the last Pirates Tigers update you gave?
It was 1-0 Tigers.
And what did you say about everybody that you bet the Tigers -1.5? So what should everybody do? Fade you?
Yes, because I am so bad right now, I took Penguins -1.5 and turned it into a losing bet.
The Pittsburgh Pirates are up 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth.
I am going to put out all of the baseball games that I like as a public service to everybody. That's how bad I am right now.
Unbelievable. Do I need to send a tweet out of people imploring people to help John with his phone?
Sure. That would be nice. That would help bring you and John closer together after all the nasty things you've said about Roethlisberger. Because John likes to defend Ben.
I like that you started him off with a question about sushi, because I knew the answer would involve the word Braddock one way or the other. That was just a guarantee from him.
You think Pittsburgh's a sushi town?
I think it's becoming
Is
one.
Pittsburgh cosmopolitan enough at this point? I think it's getting there. I think we're starting to see Pittsburgh, really. I know, we can't do the fresh seafood thing because we're not buttressed against the ocean. But I think we're starting to more and more. Kale, you've got parents. Are they into sushi? They're old.
Are they sushi like people? Sushi.
Okay.
But it's like the simple stuff. California rolls and whatnot. Not like nori
or
really, crazy
that's
stuff.
That's not really sushi.
How about your parents, like, Chris?
Into sushi? No. My mom might, but my dad is a meat and potatoes guy. Grew up that way. Like, I'm into the sashimi. Like, give me all that stuff. The more, you know, sushi-like, the better.
How about eel?
I'll mess with eel, yeah.
Okay. Follow us
on... You a raw oysters guy, Pony?
I was, but then I read something about people dying from raw oysters, and I got scared.
I still think they're pretty good.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text on Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. A Najee Harris comparison to a former Steeler. You'll hear that next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.